This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's going on in that cattle market today?
It was a wild trading session today, Leslie. As we saw this market open a little bit lower, and we started getting this feel that maybe we was going to see a market try to hold on, and then it started going lower, and it looked like, boy, it was going to be a disastrous day. Now, we did close live cattle higher, but the feeder cattle were lower, but we bounced well off the lows, had a very strong turnaround from some of these markets going down, testing their January lows. Now, boxed beef was higher at midday. We had a cattle kill of 112,000 head today, but at the end of the day, February cattle were 55 cents higher, April cattle 97 cents higher, March feeders down $1.20, May feeders down $1.17, April lean hogs down a nickel.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The hardest working folks we know are farmers and ranchers, and GoBob Pipe and Steel is committed to finding ways to save you time and money. GoBob is always looking for equipment and materials that will help you do the many chores you have faster and for less. GoBob is now offering pipe for corral fencing that's up to 25% cheaper than what other pipe dealers have to offer. For example, a 2-inch OD pipe with an extra heavy wall for 88 cents a foot, or a 2 3/8-inch OD pipe also with an extra heavy wall for $1.33 per foot. GoBob Pipe and Steel invites you to compare those prices with anybody. And if cows are involved, GoBob is the one to call for fencing and cattle equipment. We invite you to call the knowledgeable customer service representatives at GoBob Pipe and Steel for more details at 877-851-2365. And please use our website as a tool for your business, www.gobobpipe.com.
Tom, what brought strength to the grain markets today?
Well, I told a few people, Leslie, had to do with the full moon that we're going to see tonight. But when you get right down to it, your grain and your soy complex was technically overdone to the downside. The fund buying came in today. Technical buying came in. We hit buy stops. All this allowed us to see for the first time in a long time double-digit gains and double-digit closes in the wheat, corn, and soybeans today. As far as fresh news that had any real major impact on our grains going up, we really lacked any of that today in the marketplace. On the close, March KC wheat, 24.5 cents higher. July KC up 23.75. March Chicago wheat, 21 cents higher. March corn up 16. July corn up 15.5. March soybeans 27.5 higher, July soybeans up 26.25, and March cotton 156 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.